Texte numéro 42. Intensive farming worldwide threatens Paris Climate Accord, report says. The spread of intensive farming is threatening to jeopardize the world's chances of meeting the terms of the Paris Agreement on the climate crisis, as the increasing use of artificial fertilizer and growing populations of livestock are raising the concentration of a key greenhouse gas to levels far beyond those seen naturally. Nitrous oxide is given off by the overuse of artificial fertilizers and by organic sources such as animal manure, and has a heating effect 300 times that of carbon dioxide. Levels of nitrous oxide in the atmosphere are 20% higher than in pre-industrial times, with most of that increase coming from farming. Emissions of nitrous oxide are growing at a rate of 1.4% a year, outstripping the forecasts of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and left untrammeled would put the world on track to exceed the 2 degrees C warning limit set under the Paris Agreement, according to a paper published in the journal Nature. A professor at Auburn University in the US and lead author of the study said, "The dominant driver of the increase comes from agriculture, and the growing demand for food and feed for animals will further increase global nitrous oxide emissions. This is a conflict between the way we are feeding people and stabilizing the climate." Current rates of nitrous oxide emissions were consistent with 3 degrees C of global heating above pre-industrial levels, the researchers found. Artificial fertilizers make up about two-thirds of the emissions of nitrous oxide from farming. The gas is released when microbes in the soil break down the excess fertilizer, particularly in boggy or over-wet ground where there is less oxygen. Farmers can reduce the amount of nitrous oxide produced by simple measures, such as targeting their fertilizer use more carefully, avoiding excess, and using fertilizer only in the right weather conditions. "We have the tools to reduce this problem," said a researcher of the University of East Anglia, the co-author of the paper. "This is not insurmountable, but these practices need to be adopted more widely. We don't have to sacrifice production, just make sure it's managed more carefully." Brazil, China, and India are showing the highest growth in nitrous oxide emissions, owing to their rapid adoption of intensive livestock and grain farming, according to the Nature study. Emissions from the US have remained relatively stable, despite farm output growing. Europe is the only region to have reduced nitrous oxide emissions, but most of these falls have come from requirements on industry, such as nylon factories. Emissions from farming have fallen more slowly, but measures to reduce the harm from fertilizers have now been adopted in some EU countries. The gas also poses a threat to the ozone layer. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.